St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are up next. Okay, kids, here we are again.
Yes. Woohoo. Happy Friday.
Yeah. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live again, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. So that first song, it's the end of the world as we know it.
It's a little political.
Justice Coach.
Well,
topical.
You know, and I was talking to Mom last night. I was like, man, I'm having a hard time picking my first song for the show. And she was like, play It's the End of the World.
No, I started singing it, yeah, which right. is worse.
But anyway, that's R.E.M. And that's an old ditty. God, when did that come out? Early 90s, you suppose?
Yeah, we've been...
I mean, R.E.M. has not been a thing for a while.
All right. We've been on the edge for a while.
Right, but when that song came out, R.E.M. was like one of the biggest bands in the world, mm-hmm. right? Anyway, and it's a very poignant song, and it has a lot to do with what's going on in our world today.
Yeah. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Do we have a big show for the folks tonight?
Sure. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do have a big show for the folks tonight. We have fun stories.
Yeah.
We're going to play Stump the Chump a little bit later.
Yes.
And everybody listening tonight is going to have an opportunity to win the Happy Hour 100.
Yes.
Woo. Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, can you tell us what the Happy Hour 100 is?
The Happy Hour 100?
Yes.
It's your chance, yes. you in the listening audience. Your chance to win $100.
Nice.
$100
that probably in today's climate you could put toward a new bomb shelter.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Start buying cigarettes. That's going to be the new currency.
Yeah, right.
Would $100 be a
beer?
Good, yeah, would $100 be a good down payment for a bomb shelter?
Not even
no,
close.
not enough. But you could stock up on I don't know, Doritos.
Right. So
lots of ramen.
Here we are in Florida, and we can't even do bomb shelters here. I mean, the houses here don't have basements.
Right.
Because of the water level. Right.
We're doomed.
They have to be above ground.
Well, yeah. You can't put a bomb shelter above ground.
Why not?
That's like being a lightning rod.
Maybe.
Right?
You don't want anybody to know you have it.
Make
yeah,
it
right.
cement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe we should invest in scuba gear.
Oh, yeah. We should have turned that water, let me tell you.
We should have turned the pool into a bomb shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that would have been a good idea.
Just cover the top, retractable top or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Lead, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, listeners, if you want to win the Happy Hour 100 this evening, all you have to do is call in to the show, and you can do this at any time during the show. Call in to 727-498-0502. All you have to do is answer three easy questions that my blushing bride will administer, and you can walk away with $100.
administer.
Yeah, it sounds like
it's, wow.
It's like an inoculation.
Well, and here's your hint.
Yeah.
If you go to RadioSaintPete.com and yes. brush up on your RadioSaintPete.com information.
Your knowledge.
Your knowledge, yes.
So are you saying...
You will have a better chance
are you saying
at
that,
winning.
Yeah, okay. So you're basically giving everybody like a cheat sheet. Go to RadioSaintPete.com, brush up on your show times and show names.
Exactly.
And you could win 100 schmackerels.
Exactly.
All right, I guess.
Easy peasy.
I mean, we don't want to give it away.
No.
All right.
No? Yes, we do want to give it away. No, and we want people to visit the RadioSaintPete.com website.
Yes, we do. We do. We want them to visit it and visit it often.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's very cool about the RadioSaintPete.com website is that there's also, the website is very good because it has all of the shows.
Yes, all of the archives.
Right, all of the archives. But if you are interested in really good radio all day long, you can go to the TuneIn app. Right?
TuneIn.
How do you do that, honey?
You go to the TuneIn app and go to Radio St. Pete.
Right.
And you can listen to all of the talk content on a loop.
Okay.
But if you go to RadioSaintPete.com and you listen live, that's where you'll get the ongoing musical programming as well as shows that are airing live.
Okay.
Like ours.
All right. Now listen, we just mentioned the Happy Hour 100, and all you have to do is call into 727-498-0502 and answer those three easy questions. Now, if you are rich and don't need $100, you can also call into the show to play along, and we always encourage that.
Yes.
It's the same number.
You could send us $100.
You could send us $100. We'll take donations.
Yeah. Towards our bomb shelter.
Right. Give us a call at 727-498-0502 for your $100 donation to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Yeah, I like the tweets.
Yes.
I do like the tweets because the tweets are like, just like a phone call. They're, as we get them, we try to respond to them.
Very interactive.
Yeah. And a lot of times, with social media, this is one of the things about social media that I find interesting is that people are willing to say things via tweet or social media that they might not want to say on the phone.
Right.
So sometimes tweets can be a little hurtful.
Correct. They can be.
Have we gotten some hurtful tweets?
We've not been bullied via social media yet.
Not yet.
It could happen.
It could. And it could definitely happen today. Because
why?
Our
happy hour tweet tonight.
Yeah.
Had a picture of you, my dear.
Oh, no.
Celebrating happy hour.
My moo-moo?
Your moo-moo.
The moo-moo mower.
The moo-moo mower.
Yeah. Well, you can tweet us or you can call us and let me know what you think about how I look in that moo-moo. I think I'm
sexy.
Striking.
Yeah, definitely striking.
Yeah, striking, yeah. It's one way to put it.
The boots add a lot to it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those big boots with the little teeny little ankles in there.
Yeah.
Looks like a little kid wearing his dad's shoes.
That's enough, Anna.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's true. Have you seen the picture?
Legs.
Anna, turn your mic off.
I'll turn yours off. I control this.
Let me, before I get too far into this whole thing, let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio. Sometimes I just get on a jag and I forget to introduce everybody.
Right.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
We get it.
Quit jagging off.
Right. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire,
yes.
Who has a fresh new coif. Of blue hair.
I'll be doing that in here.
Yeah.
Blue hair. I came home from work this evening, and not only did she have her head up in a wet bun of blue dye, but my son, Tygin, had his hair up in a man bun of electric pink.
Yes.
I'm so proud.
You should be.
We're real winners. We're going so places. Yeah.
I am fetching.
Yeah. Colorful.
Right. So, okay, I guess I've introduced Hannah Claire, and I've introduced my boy Tygin. Also in the studio this evening is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. Hair's still gray.
Would you like some green?
Yeah, let's get you a cool color.
They're still pink.
They have this really awesome titanium. It is literally like aluminum foil. Mm. Come on.
Hey, Hannah Claire, you remember when you were trying to dye your hair so that it looked like an oil slick?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen those cars that are like the chameleon cars that change color in the sun?
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen those.
Yeah.
I've seen one this week because it's been on my property.
Yeah.
It is the most badass chameleon paint job I have ever seen.
Yeah.
I tried to take a picture of it, but the picture doesn't do it justice. You have to see it in person. When you see it in the morning before the sun comes up, it's like this brownish gray color.
Mm-hmm.
But when the sun comes up, this thing has got more colors.
Really?
It is unbelievable.
Wow. That's awesome.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. So, school's back in.
Yes.
School, kids in Pinellas and Hillsborough County went back to school yesterday, August 10th.
Yes.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Yeah, that's terrible.
The only thing that doesn't suck about that, Ty, is that we don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
There is nobody in this room that's got to deal with back to school crap.
Yes.
None of that.
Yeah. We have all moved on.
Yes.
Thank you.
I mean, can you imagine being a kid?
No.
Not today.
I mean, it used to be when I was a kid, it seemed like summer break lasted a pretty long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started getting older, and it was like, oh, no, this isn't long enough.
Well, now all of a sudden, August 10th?
Not enough. Yeah.
That's not even, that's not even Labor Day.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a friend on Facebook. Their kid went back to school even a week before that.
Insane.
Yeah. It's, I am so glad we are well beyond those days.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It gives me anxiety to, see the back to school ads.
And they come earlier and earlier every year.
They start
putting the back to school ads in the paper.
July 4th.
Yeah, before they even get out of school.
It's basically you got your July 4th sales, and then the next sales are back to school.
Back to school.
Yeah. Huh. I say crap. Back to school is not a bad thing.
No.
These kids have to get an education.
Yeah.
They're not going to get one of those anyway. Yeah. Not at public school.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's so stressful.
I think there's hope for some of them, Ty.
Us. We didn't make the cut.
Hey, over in Pasco County, just a couple of counties away, Sheriff Nocco and Superintendent Kurt Browning are adding a special training program to the curriculum.
Oh.
I found this to be very interesting. Mom and I had a bit of a conversation about it last night, and this was before I had read the whole article, and Mom was...
I was grilling him.
She was grilling me because she thought it was one thing, and turns out that it's not.
Okay, good.
Pasco County teachers and students will be taught how to fight back rather than simply hide in lockdown mode if their schools face an active violent threat such as a shooter.
Whoa.
Good job, Susie. You got an A in ball tasing.
Yeah.
Johnny, you could use some work.
Yeah. It says teacher and student training will begin after classes resume. Sheriff Nocco said times have absolutely changed, and it's sad in this world we live in that we have to do this, but we do.
What does the training involve?
Well, it's basically...
How to weaponize your fidget spinner.
Well, it's empowering the staff and the students so that they don't necessarily have to be victims. Now, I didn't read anywhere in the article that they're arming the staff and
hopefully
the students.
Not.
So if there's an active shooter,
Well, the school system doesn't have a budget for that, so they're just handing out socks with quarters.
But if they're teaching all of these kids this, this is going to give everyone a hero complex.
I don't know. Look.
Well, yeah, but
not all kids are superheroes. Some kids are very passive,
right?
And some kids may choose to hide under the desk.
Step in. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So teaching everybody to step in and fight back, for this situation, okay, but they're going to apply that to other situations, and that might not be good.
That was my line of thinking.
Yeah, but you were going more like you thought this was training for bullies being bullied, and it's not about that. This is a situation where they're trying to get the staff
like they never felt.
And the students prepared or be more prepared if there is like an active shooter situation at the school.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know what they want them to do. Right. I mean, an active shooter is a shooter.
Couldn't they just make the school system better?
Maybe what they should do instead of doing a lot of training to fight back, maybe they ought to spend some money and put like safe rooms in the back of classrooms.
Right.
You know what I mean? If all of a sudden there's an announcement that there's an active shooter, there should be a room where they can all, you know.
Definitely.
Or at least make the doors more bulletproof or, you know, unenterable. Lockable. That kind of thing.
You guys practiced lockdown drills.
Yeah. I mean, that was always a common thing.
What do you suppose they want you to do?
I don't know.
Wait inside the door with a chair in your hand and then whack him when he comes in the door? I mean, what are they, you know, you're putting yourself up and they're kind of asking you to put yourself up against somebody with a gun.
Right.
They're going to hand out K-bars and you're just going to do your best.
I'm not cool with that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't know that
you'll
want
find me hiding in the corner. I'm not stepping up.
I don't know that I want my kid to be a hero in this situation. Especially, because the article didn't say anything about what age groups this was going to be taught to. It almost seems like, they broke the news of this training program at a high school, but it didn't say that the training was going to be just for high school age students. You know, I mean, think about Sandy Hook. Those were babies.
Yeah.
You know, those are first graders.
Yeah, right. but they all play Call of Duty now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you're old enough to kill.
Yeah, but what's a classroom full of 6-year-olds going to do against somebody with a gun?
Stab them in the legs until they fall down.
I think maybe the training, instead of fighting back, should be to more efficiently get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Maybe each classroom, instead of having a safe room, should have an exit door to the outside.
Well, most of them do. In case I went to school. In case of fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have fire exits.
Man, my school was built like a prison.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that makes sense.
You had a door and you had a window that was like full length. So it's like if there was a shooter outside, he could see exactly what the hell was going on in there.
Nice.
You know, if the door was locked, he'd just shoot his way right through the window and then, you know, there was no way out.
Right, because your school didn't have like windows to the outside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. But because we didn't have windows to the outside, I have this superior intellect because I was not distracted by what was going on outside during school.
All right. Alan Covenant.
Yeah.
Superior intellect.
I don't know. If you're faced with a life and death situation,
I'll kill a guy.
At this point in my life, I'd like to think that I would at least, you know, put up some kind of fight. If I knew I was going to die, you know, I don't know. But to put that on kids,
yeah,
you know, and teachers to do that, I just don't know. I think that they could spend their money a lot more wisely by coming up with, like, safe rooms or better ways to secure the classroom
or they could just make exit school, doors. You know, better. Make school better so kids don't want to shoot up the place.
Right. Well, and see, that was
do that.
That was my point.
Mom
was
mentioning that too.
That you know, if they're teaching the students,
right,
as well as the teachers, what to do.
Yeah.
Well, now you're school shooter who happens to be a student knows exactly what they're going to try to do to stop him. So now he can make his offensive plan
that much better,
knowing that, you know, oh, there's wasp spray under the desk.
I'd love to hear from a teacher to see what their thoughts are, because this actually puts a lot of responsibility on them.
Right.
I mean, not only are they responsible for all the students in their classroom, but now all of a sudden they're going to be asked to fight back.
And they're the adults.
Mm-hmm. If there are any teachers out there that have any thoughts on this, please give us a call, 727-498-0502. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this whole subject.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
Such a scary thought.
Very, very scary.
Mm-hmm. What a world we live in.
What a world we live in. Okay, let's change the subject. Do we have our...
Topic-changing music?
Topic-changing music. Let's see. Before every show, we try to do a pre-show dinner.
Yes.
Tonight, we went over to the new Chipotle over at our new mall, Seminole City Center.
Yes.
Stephanie brought back how many... steak bowls?
Yeah, I everybody pretty much got the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that the steak bowl is the way to go, because we read somewhere a Chipotle hack, and it says that if you get the bowl, you get more stuff, and they give you the wrappers anyway.
You can ask for the tortillas. I did not ask for the tortillas.
Okay.
We have them.
Because we have them.
Right.
And I have flour, and I have whole wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Tortillas, so I, you know, didn't try to scam the system to that point.
We don't need your wrappers.
We don't need your tortillas.
We have our own wrappers.
We don't need your stinking wrappers.
Right.
And Ty, Hannah, and Jack, and myself, none of us, I mean, I ate mine straight out of the bowl.
Yeah, it was mine.
Same.
Ty's is gone.
Well, that's how I'm going to have mine. Gone. I'm going to have mine with some tortilla chips.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning for breakfast.
For breakfast. Yeah. Maybe I'll walk it through the hen house for you.
Before or after.
Oh, I like that. Are you talking about throwing some eggs on it?
Yeah, throw an egg or two on top, fry up an egg, slap it on top.
Now, I have a question. Is this before or after you come and mow my lawn?
I'm gonna need the energy
that's true.
From the Chipotle to come and mow your lawn.
You might be a little explosive after the Chipotle.
Well, that brings me to something here, Hannah. Hannah was given a courtesy warning today by the city of Madeira Beach because her lawn was too hot.
Together.
Right. So if anybody out there is a landscaper who services the Madeira Beach area, give us a call.
On the low.
tweet us, message us, Marco Radio Show 1.
Yeah. If you're cutting grass over in the Madeira Beach area and you want to pick up another, it's not a very big yard. It wouldn't take you much time at all to do it. Just to buzz through there, clean it up a little bit so Hannah can quit getting these courtesy warnings from the city of Madeira Beach.
It's the first one.
Nasty notes.
It says here, Hannah Clay,
your grass can be no higher than 6 inches.
I know.
Well, how high is it?
Oh, Christ, I don't know.
Were they really out there measuring?
I'm not an expert. Yeah. Some of it's kind of short. There's other little wispy grass that's kind of long. But
it says,
which grass are they talking about?
Well, it also
about?
Says that your garbage cans need lids.
Yeah.
Well, where the hell did they go?
I'm pretty sure someone stole my lids.
See, they probably got a warning like this, and they went up the street and
grabbed some lids.
My lids were on the cans.
All right.
They were on them. They either blew off, the garbage men threw them away, or they were stolen.
All right. Well, we will rectify this situation tomorrow after I eat my Chipotle.
All right.
I'll come over with the mower and the whacker.
Good.
We'll get your grass tight, and we'll get you some new lids.
Good.
Get the city off your back.
Please.
Don't like that.
either.
Yeah.
Paul Hunley wants to know if we'll pay for travel. He'll come cut Hannah's grass.
Maybe.
We'll talk about it.
Let's see. Would we do that? Sure.
I don't know.
That's
comfortable,
a safe choice.
How comfortable are you flying Allegiant back and forth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are some drawbacks to this whole deal, Paul.
Yeah.
Sketchy flights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sketchy flights, not guaranteed liftoff and landing times, and maybe the airplane has enough gas to make it.
Yeah. Or not.
Maybe. Or not.
Maybe some engine issues. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, flat tires.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Hey, going back to the pre-show dinner in our new mall, the Seminole City Center, right here in Little Seminole. I saw an article today because our new mall has a brand new Applebee's as well.
Yes.
But I saw an article in the paper today that said... sales sagging, Applebee's to close up to 135 locations.
I know, I saw that. Yeah. And I can't imagine that they would close hours that's been open, what, a month? 6 weeks?
It says here that they have about 20 Applebee's locations in the Tampa Bay area and 108 total in Florida. So I would hate to think that our brand new Applebee's is going to shut down before it even gets up and running.
Well, right. I mean, it's in a bad neighborhood.
Little old Seminole?
Yeah, we had a multiple stabbing at Seminole City Center.
That's right. Last weekend we had a multiple stabbing.
What is happening?
Yeah.
This little old town of ours is falling apart.
They knocked down that water tower and it all went to hell.
Do you suppose they all...
That was it.
All the bad influence came out of the water tower.
Yeah, they had all the bad people locked away in there. Right?
The old dome was broken. That old, Yeah.
Good old
Seminole. Let out all the crazy. Now we're going to get hit by a hurricane.
Yep. Oh, no. It's that, too.
Well, I did read that all of a sudden, now here we are almost to the midway point of August, and they're saying that, where they previously had said that our hurricane season was not going to be that bad, now all of a sudden I think they're starting to panic a little bit because they're saying, wait a minute now, we may have said it's not going to be so bad, but,
it might be pretty terrible.
things are starting to look like it. Some things might happen.
great.
Fabulous.
Brace yourself. Right.
Fabulous.
Right.
Another reason we need a bomb shelter. We need a hurricane safety.
A hurricane bomb shelter.
I tell you what we do, Steph. When we go up to Richmond here at the end of the month.
We don't come back.
Let's just look for a house. That's kind of what we did when we came down here. We decided to come down here for a long weekend and we bought a house.
Yeah. Let's move to Florida.
Paul, if you're listening and you know of any houses for sale in your area there.
Yeah, scope out the
maybe
open
jot
houses.
Down those addresses. Maybe we'll be moving back to Richmond.
Although the one time,
I remember where
Virginia got hit with the hurricane,
right?
And they were without power. Paul and Jenny were without power for like I don't know a week or something.
And I think a tree in their yard crushed both their cars.
Right. Yeah. And knock on wood.
I'm not laughing. It's not funny.
It's not funny. It's hilarious.
It's only hilarious because you weren't in them.
Exactly.
Right. But that was the big thing. Oh, you're moving to Florida. What about the hurricanes? Well. We've never had any significant power outage or anything like that.
We've lost some pool chairs.
We've been here 20 years, and not once have we had any significant damage, certainly not from a hurricane. A hurricane hasn't even come close to us. The closest one came to Punta Gorda.
Right.
We've had some tropical storms that have brought the water up over the seawall here at our lake.
What, the one the other day?
We had a skinny-ass tree snap in half 1 year. Remember that tree that was in the corner?
Right.
Over there, that snapped in half. But other than that, I don't think we've lost power for more than 5 minutes.
No, we've not had any significant power outages.
That could mean that we're due.
Well, that's the theory.
Mm. We're due.
Doomada. Right. Maybe we should take a break.
Yes,
maybe.
Why don't we take a break? When we come back, why don't we talk about sports, man? Got some good stuff to talk about sports.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. You can win the Happy Hour 100.
Yes.
You can call that same number, 727-498-0502. Win some money, man. It's cool. Or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We'll be right back.
Don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out or hanging around. My woman said, hey Pedro, you're acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. It's still your woman, then he'll rob your head. With old Panama Red. Panama Red. Everybody's looking out for him, 'cause they know Red satisfies. Little girls like to listen to and sing and tell sweet lies. But when things get too confusing, honey, we're better off in bed. And I'll be searching all the joints in town for Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. If you're your woman, then it'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing through town. Bet your up in bed with old Panama Red, Panama Red, Panama Red. If you're a woman, then it'll rub your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red, Panama Red, Panama.
All right, everybody, we're back.
All right.
That's Panama Red, and that is by the New Riders of the Purple Sage. I always love that song. It's one of those songs, for me anyway, that'll get stuck in your head.
Yes.
Panama Red.
Was that a one-hit wonder?
Could be. I don't know that I've heard anybody going to New Riders of the Purple Sage concerts.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just
checking. They may have some other hits that I'm not aware of.
I think they do.
Hey, if you're aware of any other hits by the New Riders of the Purple Sage, give us a call at 727-498-0502.
Or tweet us.
Tell us all about it.
At Marco Radio Show 1. Right. Hey, PW, do you know anything about them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe PW could play them on this day, or is it? Yeah, it's This Day in Blues History.
History.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
PW probably knows them.
On this day in blues. Right.
You know, he played with them.
He might be Panama Red.
He could be. Man of many talents.
Right. He may be Panama Red.
Yes.
Panama.
Mm.
Maybe it's actually Panama Wed.
Panama Wed.
Panama Wed. Panama Wed.
Who is he? Daffy Duck?
Panama Wed.
Elmer Fudd?
I will not ever be able to listen to that song again and hear it any other way than Panama Wed.
Panama Wed.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Let's talk about Sportsman.
Sportsman.
All right.
Can you feel it?
Put enough
face
on it.
Can you feel it? That's it, kids. It's football season again. I'm loving it.
It makes me hungry.
Grease meat cheese.
Yeah.
Order of ingredients.
Here we come.
Yeah, it's football season again, kids. As a matter of fact, tonight our Tampa Bay Buccaneers face the Cincinnati Bengals out in Cincinnati. And it's just a preseason game, our first preseason game. And, you know, You got to start somewhere, and I am so excited.
I know. I'm so excited for football this year. Oh, my God.
I think the first home game is against the Chicago Bears, and it's either September 7th or the 17th. I hope it's the 7th.
I think it might be
the sooner the better.
The sooner the better.
Mm-hmm. One of the cool things about the Buccaneers this year is that, have you heard about the HBO show Hard Knocks?
Yes.
Where what they do every season is they highlight a different team.
Yeah.
Well, this year they highlighted the Buccaneers.
Oh, really?
So for all of preseason football, they've been with the Buccaneers not only on the field, but off the field in their homes and stuff like that. It's really cool. Man. I've not ever seen an episode of Hard Knocks.
I've thought about watching it, but I've never
Well, I've not ever heard anybody have anything bad to say about it.
Hmm.
When we found out that the Bucs were going to be premiered or highlighted on Hard Knocks, this was, I don't know.
Months ago.
I was kind of like a little skeptical because, well.
They don't need that kind of distraction.
Yeah, do we need that kind of distraction? But on the other hand, maybe it will give them sort of a confidence boost.
Right.
You know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'd like to think that it would. Or maybe it is a distraction. I've heard nothing but good things about Buccaneers preseason football. I mean, the way that they're playing in practice, you know, that kind of thing.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, they've made some upgrades on defense. Supposedly, we're going to have one of the best defenses in the league.
So
I like that.
This is an HBO thing?
Yeah, HBO.
So you went ahead and you got the HBO?
No.
So I can catch up on some Game of Thrones?
No.
No. No, Ty, you're going to have to wait for your Game of Thrones just like the rest of us when it comes out in Vidya or CD, whatever it comes out in, right? The Bucks.
CD.
They,
You're so old.
Gosh.
Maybe we could get a VHS down at the Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Sure thing, Alan.
the premiere of the episode one of this Hard Knocks with the Buccaneers actually premiered Tuesday evening over at Tampa Theater.
Oh,
I love Tampa Theater.
I know, we should have gone.
That would have been so cool. It was sort of like had like a little party, and then they did the screening of episode one.
Oh, nice. That would have been a great place
to see it. Yeah, I heard nothing but great reviews from the evening. One of the cool things I saw in the paper about Tampa Theater, listen, if you're from this area or if you're visiting this area, you've got to go to the Tampa Theater. Go to just about anything they have there. It's just going in there, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful in there.
Yes. Yeah,
it's worth going in just to visit the theater, whether there's anything going on or not.
Right.
It's that cool. Anyway, but I saw an article in the paper where this guy, he's a, what is he? I don't know. What's his name here?
What's his name
here? Richard Redman.
Yes.
This guy, Richard Redman, who founded the design firm, Dean Redman Park and what? Dean Redman. Dean. Huh? Dean Redman and Park. Anyway, he was active in the art scene. Okay. He died August in 2016. Okay.
Okay.
Well, what he did is he donated $623,500 for renovations of the Tampa Theater.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
That is kind of cool.
I like that.
Very cool. And they are beginning some restoration work.
Right.
Here soon.
Remember when we went over there for that Penguin movie?
Yes.
How cool was that?
That was so fun.
We all wore tuxedos.
Yes.
I love that. We've seen a couple of things there. The very first time I saw Susan Tedeschi was there.
Yes.
We saw Steve Earle there.
Yes.
That was a good show. We saw the Penguin movie. What else have we seen there?
I think that's it. We don't get over there very often.
Seems like there was one other thing there. Dad and I saw this British guy. Can't think of his name, but he's got this song about a motorcycle.
That doesn't really narrow it down.
No.
Yeah.
It's a song about a...
The Who, Billy Idol.
And like an old school motor. Anyway, it's cool. Very cool.
The Who, but, Billy Idol.
Check out Tampa Theater.
Yeah. So, I guess that's all I got to say about the Bucks. Their game tonight, 7:30.
Yes.
So we're going to miss the first part of the game. They say that Jameis Winston probably will only play the first quarter.
Okay.
Which is good. We don't want to get him. Yeah. You know, he's only 23 years old.
I know. He's
just a kid.
Very young.
I saw a power ranking of the NFL quarterbacks, I think it was in last weekend's paper. And of all 32, he's like number 12. That's not bad.
Not bad.
For a 23-year-old?
Right.
That's pretty good. I think he's
a very good quarterback.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to be a lot better, too, when it's all said and done.
Yeah, if we get our defense back.
He seems to be a good guy, too.
It appears that way, yes.
They were saying, I heard somebody talking about they're watching this Hard Knocks, and they said that they went to his home where he grew up in Alabama, and he grew up a poor black child.
And, really?
Well, they took him to the house that he grew up in, and they took him to the bedroom. And it had a queen-size bed, and he said, oh, there were three of us that lived slept in this bed.
Yeah.
And like four others that slept on the floor.
Wow.
So for him to have this opportunity, that's fantastic.
Yes. Definitely.
I like that.
Pursue your dreams.
Yeah, it's a feel-good story. Let's see. My Tampa Bay Rays started a four-game weekend series last night at the Trop with a 4-1 victory over the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, good.
Which is a good thing because they pretty much...
Yeah, hit a skid.
Hit a bit of a skid. As a matter of fact, the four runs that they got last night...
Was four more than they got in the last five games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway. Yeah. Hopefully. Sometimes that's why they play.
But that's
play
baseball.
So
teams do that. Teams do that in baseball. Hey, one of the things I read in the paper. Let me start by asking Steph. When we go to a game at Tropicana Field, what is it that you like to get? You like to get a beer, right?
A beer and a foot long.
A beer and a foot long.
Because I love footlong hot dogs.
Gross.
I think one of the unfortunate things about going to the Trop for a game is that all the concessions are so expensive.
Yeah.
If we get two beers and let's say two hot dogs, that's almost $30.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
When you're charging $9 for a cup of beer.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
And it's a cup.
Yeah.
You spill half of it on the way back to your seat.
You spill
trying
half
to
of
balance
it
your hot dog and your peanuts. Mm-hmm. And
right.
Just sneak in some Muddy Buddies. You'll be okay.
I don't know. They go through everything now.
Well, the next time we go to the Trop, there's a couple of things that, a few things that we need to take into consideration.
Yes.
Well, the Tropicana Field, finished at the bottom of the list for food safety.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Tropicana Field was the worst among 28 Major League stadiums included in Sports Illustrated 2017 Major League Ballpark Food Safety Rankings.
Lovely.
Oh, good.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Way to go. Mm-hmm.
These rankings are based on local health department reports of violations.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Sports Illustrated noted a staggering 105 critical violations this year at the Trop, including the presence of live insects, mold in an ice bin, and an employee, so that doesn't seem rampant, but an employee handling hot dogs and cash without washing hands.
Gross.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. It says,
"Trop." You're gonna handle your hot dog. Wash your hands.
Yeah, hot dog and your money. Yeah.
Do everybody a favor.
Trop concessionaire Center Plate issued a statement saying the reported violations had been cured. It was talking. It was taking additional steps to ensure food safety.
Right.
Safety.
Safety.
That is
safety.
What you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, safety. And you know,
that's extra safe when you throw a T in.
In Florida, right. we have a climate where mold is an issue. It's humid, and it never gets cold, so our bugs never die.
That's true.
They grow to gargantuan size.
Yeah,
So grain of salt.
I don't care. I don't care
some of these things.
How much money you have? I don't care what kind of mansion you live in. Here in Florida, you cannot tell me that in some of the biggest houses worth the most money, the people in those houses don't wake up from time to time and see the big Cadillac roach on its back.
Right, the big palmetto bug.
In the house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it
happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with mold, with the amount of humidity that we have.
The mold seems to me like that would be one of the biggest issues, because it's always damp here.
Right. So, you know, yes, they did poorly, but, you know, at the same time, you have to kind of look at our conditions. You know, it's great to live in Florida, where it's nice and hot and sunny and warm. We don't have to shovel snow. You got to deal with a couple of other things.
Well, I hope it's not a situation where, like, the concessionaire is like, well, the team's leaving. Screw it. Grab that hot dog with your bare mitt.
No, I'm sure that's not the case.
Bring your bugs from home.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, you do bring bugs from the grocery store, and, you know, it's Florida. Yeah. They travel.
I don't know. You know, it's
kind of like the snakes.
I would think that probably most restaurants have got some sort of a bug issue.
Yeah,
I would think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an impossibility.
Yeah.
Here, again, climate.
Yeah.
You know, everything's always hot, and if they don't have bugs, then that means you're eating a lot of pesticides.
Something.
You know.
Yeah. Anyway. Here's another cool thing about sports that I wanted to mention. The Little League World Series.
Something
that I love to watch. That's going to start on August 17th and go through August 27th.
I love the Little League World Series.
But here's
series.
Something cool, Stephanie. Do you remember when we had the carpet cleaning business?
Yes.
And we had that customer over in St. Pete off of Tyrone Boulevard. They lived back in that area, back in that neighborhood back there, almost behind the mall. That guy was a Little League umpire.
Yes, I remember them.
Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, his name was Mike McCullough. Well, he's been asked to be an umpire at the Little League World Series this year. He's been an umpire for Little League for like 29 years.
Wow.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Very cool.
It's kind of cool that we know him. Well, we don't know him, but we know of him.
Right. He's an acquaintance.
Yes, that's kind of cool. And the Little League World Series is a hoot.
Oh, I love the Little League World Series.
Yeah. The only thing I hate about it is when they cry.
Yeah. When they lose. Yeah. It's sad.
Well, you know, I mean, they're all into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's what I love about the Little League World Series. They're so scrappy.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute. And they, you know.
Well, I like the way that they emulate their favorite players.
Right.
You know, they get up to the plate and they
tap their shoe three
adjust
times.
Adjust their gloves. And, right. You know, they're doing the whole thing.
The whole whatever.
The whole charade.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
The whole show of it.
Anyway, that's that. Let's see, what else do we have?
No, I don't know. You're just throwing stuff on the floor.
Well, it just sort of fell that way, honey. Hey.
Hannah
Claire, have you heard of this Stitch Fix?
Yeah, kind of, maybe, somewhat.
Stitch Fix is like an app that you can get.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you sign on.
Mm-hmm.
You have like somebody who will dress you. A designer. So you tell them what you like to wear, what your style is,
mm-hmm.
and then they will send you like 5 pieces of clothing, right? If you like them, you buy them.
Right.
If you don't, you send them back. And then there's all kinds of discounts. Like if you buy all 5 pieces, then you get like a 25% discount on the whole order.
The whole ensemble.
But it just seems kind of cool because that way you don't know what they're going to send you. They're sending you what they think you're going to like.
Right.
So that's, I don't know, I kind of dig it.
Kinda, yeah,
it's kind of like Christmas.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, oh, my box is here.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I dig that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to sign me up so
no.
we can try it out?
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
No,
I'm
signing myself up. Me and
no.
Mom. Mom and I have more clothes than we know what to do with
moves.
That we don't wear.
I know.
We need to clean out everything and start. I thought it would be a good way for us to start from scratch.
Yes.
Me too.
Mm.
Come on.
No, yeah, no.
We need to do the big Goodwill dump.
Yeah.
Sign me up. They probably wouldn't have my size.
Yeah, they probably, no, they, you know.
No, they supposedly cater to everybody. I think it's a cool idea.
And it's one of those things for me. I have a hard time. I know it doesn't seem that way, but I have a hard time buying clothes.
Right. Well, you're not a clothes shopper at all.
No, and I'm not quite 5 feet tall. I'm not a standard size.
Right.
So finding things that fit is impossible and very discouraging.
Well, and a lot of dudes,
which is why I don't like to shop.
A lot of dudes have no sense of style.
Yeah.
So maybe by having a professional stylist on your side might help you out a little bit.
It could. Right? It could enhance your image.
Enhance your image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, go to Joseph A. Banks or something. They can measure you.
I think you do have to get measured. I think you have to send them measurements. Obviously, they can't just send you a box of clothes, you know, and guess your size.
No, but, you know, is it one of those things where you go in and I put in it, well, let's see. Sometimes I wear an 8. Sometimes I wear a 6.
Right.
Sometimes I wear a 10. Can't usually get away with anything that isn't a petite.
Mm. I'm just wondering if I send them my sheet and just say that, look, I'm just really into muumuus.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they'd send you a collection.
But I get the muumuu of the month.
Yes.
Right.
Dad's going to sign up for the muumuu of the month club.
I can get a box of 5. But then at the end of every month, I get the special muumuu.
Right.
Special.
Right.
The one with the sequins or something.
Special muumuus for special people.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Right. Where are we?
In a very frightening place of you in a sequined muumuu. The neighbors would love that if you mowed the lawn in that.
Mm, I bet they would.
Yes, they would.
I bet they would. I wish I had my muumuu on right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So do we. So do we.
One of my very favorite people in the whole world for my birthday, June 14th, sent me a muumuu.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That I love and cherish.
Yes.
Mm.
And very sexy.
That particular person, Jenny Jones Hunley, is about to turn 53 years old.
Yes.
She's going to be old. That's Monday.
Just like you.
Monday, August 14th, Jenny Jones Hunley will turn the big 5'3".
Yes. Happy birthday,
Jenny.
I
showed you that picture that she posted on Facebook the other day.
Yes.
She's looking pretty damn good to me.
Yes, she is.
With that curly hair.
Oh, and that smile.
Love it.
Always. She's so cute.
She is cute.
That twinkle in her eye.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
She's a pisser, though.
Oh, yeah.
She's a pisser, man. Always has been.
Yeah. You know that there's...
You got to watch out for that girl.
Yeah, there's some snark happening in there. Yeah.
Love her, though. Can't wait to see her.
Yes. Happy birthday, Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there in 2 weeks.
Very soon. Very soon.
2 weeks? 3 weeks.
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks. No show 2 weeks from tonight.
No, this is not our last show before we go. We have one more show before we go.
Right.
We have to talk to Joe B. to see what we're going to do. I was thinking that if this show was any good, he could do like a best of, but God, does he want to subject the people to more of this drivel?
Maybe not.
Did we have a best of?
No, we don't.
We could probably put something together.
Let's let him put something together. He'll decide what he thinks is best.
Mm.
Whatever.
He could play that that show that we had Spike on with us.
Yeah.
Spike from the Spike on the Mic show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Catch on Radio St. Pete every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
Live.
Spike, PW.
PW.
Clark Dr. Brooks. Captain Clark.
The B guy. I don't know. He's still there. Something going on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, can we take our break yet?
Yes.
All right.
Let's
take
go
our
ahead.
Break. All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. When we come back, we will get into the rest of the show. What else do we have? We have movies and entertainment. I want to talk about handguns, I think, when we come back. And I want to talk about Narcan parties. What?
What?
All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We'll be right back.